Hey, what's up, everybody? So, I broke out of jail. So what happened was there was a fire at a subway station, and it was screwing up train service. So after standing on a train platform for, like, the better part of an hour, finally a couple of officers and a police captain came down and started telling everyone to take a bus. And I'm just walking to the bus or whatever, and the police captain stops me up. And he's like, hey, NYPD, you know, he introduces himself, blah, blah, blah. Do you want a ride? And I was like, yeah, that would be awesome. So, they give me a ride from about the halfway point of my trip home. And, that was my first ever ride in a police car. Kind of cool. No seat belts, pretty comfortable seats though, but, they have this. I knew about the metal grill that covers, you know, separates the passenger area from the, from the driver area and passenger side area. Anyways, but I didn't realize that there's a big metal thing that goes all the way down, which, you know, makes sense. But it kills any opportunity you might have had for leg room, so tall people shouldn't commit crimes, because you will dislocate your kneecap if you have to sit in one of those vehicles for a while. But it was good times. They were cool officers, and I was joking with them because they're doing all sorts of aggressive driving, and they're cutting people off and crap, and you heard the sirens going off. That's basically the get the fuck out of my way button. So I was like, oh man, driving a civilian vehicle by comparison must be no fun at all. He's like, yeah, no, it's really not. But yeah, so in the middle of my trip, while I was actually recording the previous audio boo, I got a call from Can't Douse My Fire, and she's like, hey, where are you? I was like, oh, I'm in an NYPD vehicle right now. And she's like, what? I was like, yeah. She's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, don't you hear the sirens are going crazy in the background? So she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm not supposed to be talking. I have one phone call. When I get to the station, I'll call you back and explain.
I don't want to see you. Get out of here.
So she's pissed. She's kind of freaking out.
I'm making you dinner because it's already half made.
Thank you. And, yeah, I got a ride home from the NYPD. It was pretty sweet. So, for any of you people wondering, everything's cool.
Although, waiting here for you with your new toy. Oh.
And, I mean, I don't know how you even fell for that, right? Because if I'm in a police car, how am I going to be answering my iPhone?
I wasn't thinking. I just freaked. To me, you were late, and I have anxiety issues. Right away, I'm thinking of, like, horror stories. And then one is coming true. I panicked.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's sort of a dumbass moment on your part.
Suck my dumbass.
You let your love for me cloud your logic. For this, I must punish you with our new toy.
Oh, God. What are you gonna do with that thing?
The O2 Hurricane industrial strength version. It's a canless air solution that allows me to blow air into my electronics at 200 mph. Watch what happens.
Oh my God, I'm not an electronic.
Yes, but you are mine. Therefore, you're fair game. Come here.
Get out of here.
Run.
Stop.
That's right. Now make me dinner.
Asshole.
Love you.